This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Joe Reed, and it's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. If you've been listening this week, you know Kendra Winchester has been with me. She's been my partner in crime for the entire week. Hi, Kendra.
Hello.
How are you bringing this week to a close for us?
We're going to be looking at a short story collection. So I think I mentioned earlier in the week that I'm doing a story a day challenge. So this is the year of the short story for me. And so I listened to Your Utopia stories by Bora Chung, and that's translated from the original Korean by Anton Her, and it's performed by Greta Jung.
Interesting. Okay, so tell us about this. I know that Bora Chung wrote Cursed Bunny, and I know that Anton Her was the translator for it.
Yes.
That was her first collection.
Yes.
So they've worked together before, which is always really nice. I mean, I'm fascinated by translation as an art form in and of itself. It's an amazing, amazing ability to be able to do that.
Yes. And I'm so glad that people are finally getting on board that translators should be lauded as well as the authors here in America. In other countries, they do that all the time. But here in America, we kind of struggle with translated literature and getting it out there and published. I was so excited that, one, this was coming out and it also got an audiobook again. So Your Utopia is less fairy tale-like. It's less dark fantastical as it is like dark science fiction. So we went into like a little bit of different vibe. There's more artificial intelligence, more robots, more end of the world situations.
The perils of technology.
Yes.
Yeah, there's how do you describe her as a writer?
She writes very surrealist, very dark fantastical stories. Like in Cursed Bunny, the contents of a toilet become sentient.
Somebody called that book The Malice of Inanimate Objects.
There's stuff like that. In this particular collection, though, there's an elevator that is run by artificial intelligence, and it falls in love with a tenant or two. So that's kind of creepy, right? There's a really like a WALL-E situation, only much darker, where this like vehicle of some kind is sentient and looking for a way to recharge, and they're no longer humans for the most part. So it's looking for like solar panels or whatever, and it discovers a building that's trying to like consume other, I guess, sentient vehicles or whatever, which is super creepy in the best way possible.
And tell me about Greta Jung, another narrator I really don't know. Did you know her work before?
Just from Cursed Bunny. And so I was excited to listen to this one as well. I feel like she does capture a lot of the creepier moments, and she's able to like imbue AI technology with that combination of like an expected robot kind of voice, but with emotion at the same time, which I think is probably difficult, right?
Yeah, I would think that would be really hard. Okay, let's hear a little bit.
And this will kind of give you the vibe of Chung's storytelling and a bit of her humor in the way that she describes her characters and their antics, for lack of a better term.
Okay, this is Your Utopia Stories. It's by Bora Chung and translated by Anton Her. It's narrated by Greta Jung.
You know, I think I'm being stalked. That's what an unni at the center confided to me 2 months ago, right in the middle of preparations for our anniversary event. Apparently, some man had called up the center saying he was such and such, and had come from the same region as my work unni, and they were extremely close friends, and he was running for the National Assembly and he would like to know the Unni's phone number. Of course, our receptionist had immediately picked up on the fact that calling oneself extremely close friends with someone was extremely suspicious in itself. But when the mention of his political ambitions was followed by a presentation of his clearly fraudulent campaign promises, she cut him off, saying that Unni was not at her desk right now, and, furthermore, she was hardly in a position to hand out personal information, such as phone numbers, to strangers.
You see, I would want to keep listening. I think it's a good thing.
Yes. I feel like the stories are very fascinating in the way that they take different turns and twists and different things that you wouldn't really expect. And that's something that Bora Chung does really well.
Yeah, I read the text of Cursed Bunny, but I actually think I'll listen to your Utopia, because there was something about the quality of Greta Jung's voice I really liked a lot and would like to hear some more of.
I think she does female protagonists really well.
Great way to end the week. That was Your Utopia Stories by Bora Chung, and it's translated from Korean by Anton Herr, and it's narrated by Greta Jung. Okay, you had a good week.
It was a great week. A very exciting early of the year listening, for sure.
Yeah, really. And a broad range, which was really kind of fun. So thank you.
A little bit of everything.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an independent audiobook publisher that produces award-winning and best-selling titles, including those from Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. For more information and to see Dreamscape's entire catalog, visit dreamscapepublishing.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart, Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are our contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads 4-Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.